Thursday Night Net. We meet every Thursday evening at this time on the WB8MMR repeater. My name's Dave. My call's KD8OCT, and I'll be net control for tonight. I'd like to see if there's any emergency traffic. Please call. Nothing heard. Any mobiles or short timers? Jay, I got you in there. I'll go ahead and take regular check-ins. Please call now.
Jimmy, TFC, Terry.
K8BAT, John.
Doug.
Randy. All right, I've got Jay, Terry, John, Doug, and Randy. Anyone else?
WQU Paul checking in.
I got you, Paul. Anyone else? Come back when I get to the bottom of the list and see if there's anybody else that wants to check in. Well, I thought for tonight's topic I was looking at a piece of very miserable coax that I had out in the garage, and I thought whatever possessed me to buy that at the Ham Fest, I'll never know. And so I was thinking about bad purchases at Ham Fest, and I'm sure everybody's made a few. My coax was one that had aluminum shielding on it, and it was 50 ohm coax, and it was about RG8 in size, and it had so much white powder on it, which I later learned was aluminum oxide, and it's meant that it's got wet and whipped in some water. And was part of the reason why I could never solder the stuff. But I'm sure everybody's made a bad purchase or two out there, so tell us your story of woe. Jay, if you're in there, how about you? Call KD8OCT.
I'm in here. I actually really can't think much because I don't buy a lot at Ham Fest, honestly. If I need something, it's typically right then and there, you know, at a local store or whatever, but I really can't say as I've actually made any bad purchases. Back to you, NA1T.
All right, well, I probably made up for that for you. Terry, NATFC, go ahead.
Thanks for picking me up, Dave. Yeah, I've made several bad decisions at HamFest. One of the ones that comes to my mind is when I first started buying solder off PL259 connectors. I had some of the PL259s with the nylon lining, And I did not realize that when you soldered those, if you were not extremely careful, those things would melt on you. Well, I picked up about 10 of them dudes, so I think I still have 8 of them. And then another time I was picking up some Motorolas, and I think the guy had 3 of them. I looked at 2 of them, and they were 2-meter Motorolas. But the third one ended up being 800 megahertz, and I didn't even look at it until I'd already purchased the 3. And that radio is still sitting on the shelf. I don't think it's ever been hooked up. So, yeah, I've made some poor decisions at Hamfest. But overall, I feel that I have done pretty good at Hamfest. I've come up with a number of decent radios and lots of antenna supplies that I have used. So, overall, I feel like I've come out more ahead than I have to the bad. Anyway, great topic, Dave. I love that. because you're right, I'm sure we have all made bad decisions there at one time or another. And with that, I will turn it back to Net Control, KD8OCG, N8TFC.
All right, Terry, very good. Yeah, I think we've all been there with those nylon PL259s. And I know a new in the box, Motorola rig, that's got to be a major score even for $50, and that's probably a great deal. All right, John, it's your turn. K8BAT, KD8OCT.
Hi, Dave. KD8OCT from K8BAT in the group. Can't say I ever got anything from my hand invention. Haven't been to any in a while, but I can say that I kind of moved real quick and got the wrong thing when I ordered something in the internet a few years back when I was trying to put up my G5RB. I was looking for a base plate to put on the ground to put in the telescopic antenna and hook up my G5RB, and so I ordered this base plate, and when I got it, I found out this is the kind you use to shove in cement. And so it was a flat square plate on the bottom and then the tube sticking up. I learned the rule the hard way that whatever I spent for that thing, 20-some bucks, whatever it was. Anyway, it was made to stuck in cement. So obviously it was not going to work my purpose, so I had to buy a totally different plate, base plate, to hook up my G5RV. So if any of you out there ever decide to put up an antenna, need a base plate to stick in some concrete, give me a yell. Back to you, Dave, KD8OCT from KABAT.
All right, John, KD8OCT. I think I've got a couple of things like that stashed in my garage myself. KD8OOT, go ahead, Doug, it's your turn.
KD8OCT, KD8OOT in the group. I bought a multiple four-band antenna, I-gain, AV14AVQ. It was a 10, 15, 20, and 40 meter. And I was talking to the guy, can I put this up in here on a tower? Oh, yeah, you can put it up there. He didn't tell me when I put it up there, it wouldn't do shit. So I've had it at several field days down low, and Randy has provided a radio kit. We've done well with it, but it isn't ever going to be good on top of a tower. So I learned that lesson. Yeah, sure, you buy this, I'll make my commission, and you go home, and I will never know you again. So, Do your research before you go to one of those hamventions or CB conventions, or not CB, excuse me, ham conventions. Know what you're up to before you get there, because the salesman aren't necessarily your friend.
KD0CC, KD0OC.
Well, that's the truth, because one reason is they don't want to have to haul that stuff back to their house. And, yeah, we all have kind of a learning curve in this hobby. Thanks, Doug. Randy, KD8NKY, you probably got a tail or two. Go ahead.
Thank you much. Good evening to you and the group there, KD8NKY. And I do, and just like you said, learning curve, that helped me years ago. One of the first ham fests that I went to was, I believe it was at the Hocking College. I think they called it the Nelsonville Ham Fest. And it was before I was a ham. And I bought a couple of what I thought would be some adequate walkie-talkies. And come to find out that neither one of them worked and the batteries were outdated. You couldn't get batteries anymore. I don't even know what frequency they were on, but they ended up being throwaways. I didn't spend a ton of money on them, but it was just wasted money into a trash can, basically, you know. So, but I learned my lesson on that. And after that, now I research. If I want a piece of equipment, I research it and read reviews on it and everything. And if you haven't noticed, I've stayed away from hamfinchins and hamfest and stuff since then, because I don't want to be tricked into that spur of the moment purchase. So, but it'll get you. I know. Mine was luckily years ago, and haven't had one since. So, thanks, Dave, for picking me up and running a great net. And I'll get back to you, sir. KD-NQY, back to net control.
All right, Randy. Yeah, you know, it's impulse shopping when you got $100 in your pocket and you're at a ham fest and no real clear plan. That money is pretty much as good as gone. Paul, your turn, KD-8WQU. Go ahead. This is KD-8OCT in the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club Thursday Night Net. Go ahead, Paul.
Gentlemen, WQU on the west side of Columbus. Standing out on the deck, enjoying that glorious cold. I don't know if I've ever been to a ham fest, but I can surprise. I've certainly gone to another few markets and brought them to chum. But as it relates to the hobby, about 4 days ago, I bought myself a extra power cord so that I could run my quad band mobile in my work truck or in the house. I plugged it in, I got close to about, I keyed the mic, hit a repeater, and as I proceeded to transmit, a puff of smoke came out from the power adapter, which was plugged into the dashboard. The truck stunk of burning wire. I rolled the window down, yanked the cord end out, and another puff of smoke came out behind the plug-in connector. And when I got to the job site, I took it apart. It was so poorly soldered. Let me buy a nickel. Underneath the plastic insulator. So when I buy for the hobby, I'm going to buy from the candy store. KD8WQU, back to net control.
All right, Paul. Yeah, that I've seen that type of thing happen, and you gotta be careful. I'll go ahead and see if there's anybody who'd like to check in to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club's Thursday Night Net. Please call Net Control. Okay, call again. You just barely got into the repeater. Okay, nothing heard. Anyone else? All right. go ahead and start the 73 round. Jay, if you're in there, I hope you're having a good night, and it's your turn.
Hi, Gary. I'm not doing too bad. I had some interesting rainy weather earlier, and now it looks like it's becoming foggy again. Other than that, this will be the last time I bring it up. Might as well throw it out there to everybody. I'm sure most of you people already know about it, but this coming Saturday, I'm looking forward to talking and seeing everybody at breakfast, hopefully. And then from noon to 3 o'clock, Universal Radio for digital form. Interested in learning a little bit about digital radios and whatnot, come and join us. With that, I will turn it back to Ned. N8YMT.
All right, Jay, glad you brought that up. Thanks for your comments and checking in. I'll be unable to attend it. I got to go to a birthday party up in Lima for my grandson. But I'd hope to get that. Maybe you guys will pick it up and do it again. Terry, your turn, NATFC. Go ahead.
All right, real quick, it will be recorded and I won't be putting it on YouTube.
Oh, Jay, okay, that's great. I'll put a link to that on the page. Terry, go ahead.
All right, thanks again for picking me up, Dave. And they, again, a great topic, great job with the Nets. It's going very good. But yeah, I still like the AmFest. I like to go walk around, talk to people, and see what's there I might pick up that I can use. So, yeah, I still enjoy going to them. Anyway, I will say 73 to everyone on the net, and catch everybody in here next week. KD8OCT, NATFC.
All right, Terry, thanks for checking in. K8BAT. John, go ahead.
All right, Dave, thank you very much, and thank you for taking over the net this evening. A great topic, enjoyed it very much. And I guess we learn from our mistakes, and it's always good to listen to other people's so that you get a little bit of education from them as well. And yes, thanks to Dave for reminding everyone about the digital class he's having over at Universal. And of course, this Saturday is Bacon Fest over at TJ's on West Broad Street. And so hope to see some of you there. With that, hope everyone has a great weekend. KD8OCT, this is K8BAT. Back to net control.
All right, John, thanks for your comments. KD8OOT. Doug, go ahead.
Good evening, all. I love the conversation, the comments, and the personal interludes with what's happening. I have looked several times today to find out. I did sign up for working, and I still don't know. Probably if I were to sign in now, I'd find out the real truth, but haven't seen it yet. Probably going to work this weekend. So eat my share of bacon. Don't let it go. Don't let it go unfouled. And I would be interested in hear about the fox hunt. Who won? So who found the fox and different things. But probably gonna work this weekend and miss the activity. So thank you, Dave. KD8OCT.
Okay, Doug, thanks. Hey, Terry, you want to comment on the fox hunt?
Roger that. Yeah, Doug, we only had, what did we have? Three, count myself, I think we had five people out. And nobody decided to hunt the fox. So the fox goes unchallenged as the winner. But the five of us there had a good time. We sat around and ate and enjoyed ourselves and had some great conversation. With that, I will turn it back to net control. KD8OCD, NATFC.
All right, Terry, thanks for that. Maybe we should put a bounty on it and offer up a $25 award or a free breakfast and next time we do it. All right, KD8NKY, go ahead, Randy.
Fantastic, Dave. Thank you again very much for running the net, man. Thanks for picking me up. I don't really have anything else to add to the net. Enjoyed the company and conversation and everything, and good stuff to think about. So have a good week, 73 to everybody, and look forward to next week's nets. And if I can make the breakfast, I'm sure going to try to. If I don't have anything coming up Saturday morning, I'll try to make breakfast. So with that, I'll get back to net control, KD8NKY.
All right, Randy, hope to see you there. Paul, KD8WQU, go ahead.
Thank you, Dave. KD8WQU here. Everything's good on the west side of Columbus. I'm looking forward to Saturday. That'll be good. With everything that's going on these days, I don't get out much except for work. But I plan to be there. Looking forward to seeing the group. Again, thanks, Dave, for taking the net. Good company. KD8WQU on the west side of Columbus. Back to net control.
All right, Paul, thanks for your comments and checking in. Go ahead and see if there's any last-minute check-ins to the Southwest Columbus Ham Radio Club. Please call now. Nothing heard. Everybody's probably watching football or baseball. So we'll go ahead and conclude the net tonight. And want to thank WA8NGA, KD8MCS, and K8JMP for the use of the 145.23 repeater. And we'll go ahead and turn the repeater back to normal amateur use at 2055. 73, everybody.